Blake Hurst is president of the Missouri Farm Bureau. I want to talk to you, Blake, about Farm Bureau feelings on foreign ownership of farmland. Where does that stand right now?
Well, we oppose foreign ownership of farmland. It has been part of our policy for many, many years. And last year at the annual meeting, our delegates reaffirmed unanimously that position. As you know, in last year's session, the legislature passed a bill, an omnibus ag bill, which had several provisions in it that were good for agriculture, but it did have an increase in the cap on foreign ownership to 1% of Missouri farmland. We think that is too high. It's higher than the actual ownership of farmland, and we'd like to roll that back to the present ownership. In other words, we want to stop foreign purchases of Missouri farmland today.
What are the consequences of that 1% ownership of foreign, that 1% foreign ownership of farmland?
Well, 1% doesn't sound very much, but I think it helps if you put it in numbers that we can all kind of get our minds around. We have about 100,000 family farms in the state of Missouri. 1% means that investors from foreign countries can buy those farms of 1,000 different farm families in our state. The average farm in Missouri is about 270 acres. So now our limit says that foreign investors, whether they be from China, whether they be from Russia, whether they be from the European Union, that foreign investors can own 270,000 acres in Missouri. That's over 400 square miles. It's the size of a single county. It's too much, and it needs to be rolled back today.
Put this in terms of the current situation with Smithfield Foods in the state and the number of farms that are under Smithfield control and therefore under Shuang Wei control.
Yeah, well, certainly there is foreign ownership of farmland now. We don't like that fact, but it is what it is. We're not asking that that be overturned or changed, but we want it stopped right where it is today. We think it's enough. We think our farmland is our most valuable resource as a people, and we want to make sure it's owned by Missourians and operated in a manner that's acceptable to Missourians. And the best way to do that is to pass a ban on foreign ownership of farmland.
So what is what's Farm Bureau's course of action here for the rest of the session?
Well, it's getting close to the end. We've only had 5 weeks. We still don't have a vehicle. We still don't have a bill that says there will be no increase in foreign ownership in farmland. We're talking to our friends in the Senate. Hopefully that amendment will be added to a bill very, very soon and start its way through the legislative process.